Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the end
of globalism, my friend.
Beautiful friend.
This is the end.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Of David Rockefeller's elaborate plans. Think about how Trump is working so hard to counter their demoralization and economic attack on the U.S. in live time. He just came out live on Fox from the Rose Garden speaking with the American Psycho. Here it is.
I'll never look into your eyes
again. Of that when we come back in the next segment. I also intend to go to your phone calls here today. We do have it queued up to the president's speech. We're going to play that for you coming up at the start of the next segment. And I do want to take your phone calls here today. In fact, let's just go ahead and take one now. Kevin in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Amazing. First time caller, big fan. I've been listening to you since 2014 or so. I went on the CDC website, cdc.gov, and I was trying to find the recovery rate for the virus in the U.S., and I could not find anything or anything on there.
Well, you got cities where there are hundreds of people that have it and nobody's died yet, so... They're going to try to suppress those numbers as much as they can because the CDC's quietly working against Trump. Fauci's about to get fired, so he's finally saying Trump's doing a good job.
People around here in Seattle are walking around like zombies. Nobody seems to have a clue what's going on. Yesterday, Governor Inslee came on the news around 5:30 and said that he was issuing a stay-at-home order, and people here seem to be just following along like blind little sheep, it would appear. And I honestly have not seen anything around here that besides people hoarding for toilet paper, which is mindless, about any hysteria about the virus at all in the general public.
Oh, absolutely. This is all a globalist lockdown, so government can be a savior, and so big tech can push a forced inoculation. It's all about medical tyranny. But the virus is just now starting to explode. It is going to kill a bunch of old people, and it'll kill some other people as well, just like every other pneumonia virus or flu virus does, in even greater numbers. And so this is just, they went, oh, people aren't scared of old viruses. They're scared of new ones. And they're scared of stuff out of China. So China took a real outbreak and some real problems, told their people, go ahead and videotape it, put it on the Internet. They normally don't have any freedom to do that. You get locked up for that. And so they all did what Xi Jinping and the party said. The party controls everything. They put the word out, hype this up, hype the numbers up, hype the death numbers up. That's now Wall Street Journal admits China lied about the numbers, said they were much higher to get the maximum fear. Then they went, oh, it's no problem now. We're back to work, knowing the globalist media would then hype up an 18-month shutdown of the U.S. as a giant psyop to where if Trump didn't respond properly, every death would be his fault. It is a cooked-up globalist plot ordering the Chinese to do this with a man-made virus so they would know the trajectory of it. People go, well, wait, if it's man-made, it must be super deadly. No, it's man-made so that it continues to spread, is very communicable, kills some people, but is very scary. But they need to have it man-made so they know what it's going to do. Make sense?
Oh, it makes total sense. I wonder what the public reaction would be if they actually covered the flu like they're covering this virus right now.
Exactly. Like, we've got 100 deaths today in the country, 150 on average. We've got deaths in Austin, deaths in New York, deaths in L.A. We've this little boy died, this old woman died. Let's show them another death, another death, another death. If you had 150 deaths announced every day on TV, that's on average die a day of the flu. Imagine if they announced the deaths from automobiles every day. It'd be hundreds a day. Hundreds of deaths. 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 Just, cars. Cars are scary. They're going to do that down the road about how dangerous driving is to make us accept driverless cars. They're creating phobias, neuroses.
Globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, President Trump is out promoting courage, saying America wasn't built to shut down and cower in fear, and that the Chi-Com economy is back up and running, and that we're going to have real mass death in this country. If we have the food supply breakdown and depression, 7 million, it's estimated by major universities, starved to death during the Great Depression. Watch The Grapes of Wrath. It's basically a documentary. But now, let's go to President Trump, who's speaking live. We've backed up a few minutes, so it's near time, at the Rose Garden on Fox News in a virtual town hall. And then more of your calls are coming up right after we do that. Here it is.
Adams, and welcome, and thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Unusual circumstances where you're trying to communicate with the American people. We're trying to maybe bring the American people a little closer to you and get some answers. To you, Mr. President, when was the moment that you thought, we got to move on this?
Well, I think when I started seeing and reading about China and seeing what was going on in China, Wuhan specifically, it seemed to come mostly out of there, that area, the province. And when I saw that and I saw the kind of death they were, you know, talking about on television, in the papers, and I started reading a lot about it. And really, when I had to make a decision, do I stop people from China and specifically that area, but from China to come into the country? And everybody was against it. Almost everybody, I would say, was just absolutely against it. We've never done it before. We never made a decision like that.
Did somebody come to you with a bit of information, a piece of data? Was it a world leader? Was it a member of your own team?
What was it? You know, we had a large group of people right behind me in the Oval Office. And I consulted with Mike, but we made a decision. I made a decision to close off to China. That was weeks early. And honestly, I took a lot of heat. Sleepy Joe Biden said, it's xenophobic. I don't know if he knows what that means, but that's okay. He said, it's racist, what I did. Thousands and thousands of more people, probably tens of thousands, would be dead right now if I didn't make that decision. And I must say, doctors, nobody wanted to make that decision at the time. It was very, very early. Call it luck or call it talent, it doesn't matter. We made a great decision. I took a lot of heat from China. They weren't happy with it. Now they understand it. And they've really, you know, we're doing just fine. But they were not happy with it.
I took a lot of heat from a lot of people. Bring the conversation to present day. In the past day and a half, you got a lot of attention for this. A tweet that I think went out late at night, you said, we cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself.
So you start to look at
this 15-day period, which will come to us. Day 15 is next Monday today, arguably day 9. What are you trying to gauge as to how you can open the country back up again?
Yeah. When you say I took a lot of heat for that, essentially, I really didn't. I mean, a lot of people agree with me. Our country is not supposed to be, you know, it's not built to shut down. Our people are full of vim and vigor and energy. They don't want to be locked into a house or an apartment or some space. It's not for our country. We're not built that way. And I said, you know, I don't want the cure to be worse than the problem itself. The problem being obviously the problem. And, you know, you can destroy a country this way by closing it down, where it literally goes from being the most prosperous. I mean, we had the best economy in the history of our country 3 weeks ago. And then all of a sudden we're supposed to shut it down. And then we're supposed to pay people not to go to work. We never had that. We used to pay people to go to work.
But this is a government order to go ahead and stay home. It's tricky, though, when you try and turn the faucet back on. New York could be different from
It is.
Utah, Louisiana could be different.
Let's pause here. I'm going to go to some of your calls. We're going to come back to this throughout the hour. But again, we called it 8 weeks ago. A real virus to create fear, but way overhyped. China's the example, welding people into their doors, shooting women at checkpoints, UN, U.S. media, universally Xi Jinping is God. He is just angel cake, sweetie pie, a dictator who sits upon a communist party that killed over 100 million of its own people. Xi Jinping's own father was almost tortured to death by it. And now, they're saying we've got to stay shut, but they're back totally open. After a couple months. Again, the media wants 18 months. The UN, the CFR. I have articles here from the Council on Foreign Relations where they say the shutdown must be total. It must be complete. Sorry, America. The full lockdown is coming. This was from a week ago. And it's, when I read this from foreignpolicy.com, I went, oh, that's the CFR for the Washington Post. I clicked on Laura Garrett. She's a Council on Foreign Relations fellow. And she talks about, sorry, America's over. Sorry, you'll not see anyone again for months and months and months. And yes, you're going to have a depression. Nah, it's liberal. That's how their investments, I bet she's heavily invested in China. They all are. That's them trying to prop up their investment. They bet against America. You lost, lady. And we're kicking that snot-nosed commie dragon up and down the street. And so a lot of folks got into it, and they went home for a week and sat there and got laid off and went, wow, this is really terrible. Yeah. You're so scared, don't go to the mall. Don't go to the movie theater. Don't go to the airport. Don't get on an airplane. Don't go on a cruise ship. But the idea of you can't go to work or you're going to get sick there, but everybody knows they're at home doing stuff. You're not locking yourself up in your house. It's a load of manure. And now they admit the food's running out. So you want to be scared? Folks, keep the lockdown for another month. We're in a depression. Every actuary shows it. Period. I'll say this. The media will not tell you that if you drink a lot of purified water, that if you get sunshine, that if you wash your hands, and that if you take zinc, that chloroquine is the drug that injects zinc into your cells, and that all the studies show zinc is an incredible antiviral if you have it built up in your system. Let me show you something else. Guess what the drug that they're attacking Trump that Europe said did a great job has in it? It contains quinine that's in all of your tonic. Why do you call it tonic? Look up the word, the definition tonic. Tonic was a drink made in an apothecary or a pharmacy that reportedly had good health effects. And the tonic, there's thousands of tonics in Europe and England and the U.S., but the tonic they still sell in stores, because all the other tonics have been basically banned because they had drugs in them, is this. Yeah, a tonic is an agent. There's a drug that increases body tone, one that invigorates, restores, refreshes, or stimulates. A day in the country was a tonic for him. A liquid prescription for the scalpel hair, chiefly New England, a carbonated flavored beverage. Because they used to have drugs in them, like cocaine and opium. But what does this have in it? Still sold. Quinine. When I was a kid, my dad was drinking gin and tonic. He said, son, the British made their troops drink this particular tonic, because it has an anti-malarial effect and also an antiviral effect. And I went and looked it up later, and it's all true. So I don't have any stock in Canada Dry and the globalist Seagrams. I'm just telling you, theirs, I looked it up, as one of the highest levels of the quinine. So everybody's trying to get chloroquine or chloroquil and they're all fighting for it, trying to get prescriptions for it. All it is a prescription version of this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? But my dad also told me, he said, never drink too much of it. It's poisonous. And it is. It's poison. Just like the gin you drink it with. So, I'm not really a fan. I like soda with my drinks. But this is a tonic, grandfathered in, just like Coke on the bottle says, Coca-Cola. There it is. And the sweet taste is the quinine. It's quinine, baby. Order of the British Army, right there. So, I wonder why the British could fight so hard, why they were always in such better shape when they were fighting in the tropics, because they didn't have malaria. And the other troops didn't know. The Spanish didn't know. The Dutch didn't know. The Portuguese didn't know. The Americans didn't know till later. The British had science, folks. And it's still on store shelves. Big plug for that, because I want the listeners to know that you don't have to just sit there and wait to die, okay? Because they're using anti-malarial drugs on this thing. It's very, very similar. Yeah, quinine and empire. Boom. Scientific American, how it built their empire. Same thing with limes, what I call limeys. But even more important is zinc. This just drives zinc in the cells. We have an amazing vitamin mineral system with the Real Red Pill River Pro Plus with a high-quality zinc in it, your daily allowance. And we also have the vitamin mineral fusion that's good for children to take as well. Real Red Pill, Red Real Pill Plus is not for people under the age of 18, because it has preglinome in it, which boosts it all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, we played it live last segment, but I'm going to get the clip and play it again coming up at the end of the hour. Trump just came out and said, you keep the country shut down, you're going to destroy the nation. Now, on top of that, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is going straight up right now. We'll continue to break that down. It's up 1,400 plus points on news. We're not going to sacrifice to destroy and kill the entire economy. But the idea is, if you don't do this, more people will die. That's like saying, take all the guns from Americans so there's never a mass shooting, and it kills less than 100 people a year. There's bad people. The world's not perfect. Millions die every year from the flu. 70,000 Italians. Italy has a third as many people as we did last time I checked. Guys, pull up population of Italy for me, please. We're 327 million, not counting the 40 million illegal aliens. Yeah. We're like 360, 370 million people, depending on how you look at it. And we have 35,000. So it's yeah, there's 60,000. I guess most Italians have left. Italy was, I guess, its peak, almost 100 million. 60 million people have 60 to 70,000 deaths a year from flu. We are 300 plus million. We have 35,000. Why? Because they have the oldest population in the world on average. Many estimates show maybe Japan's more, but they're neck and neck of any major country. And they live three generations to four generations in a house, and their grandkids bring in the stuff and kill them. Because the flu kills 85 and 90-year-olds, and almost everyone that died is that old. The average age is 85. And yes, I'd make a lot more money if I got up here and told you it's the end of the world and you're going to die if you don't get our products or whatever. You need these anyways, because of all the viruses and flus that are already out there. You need to have a good immune system anyways. Yes, you need our multivitamin, but ours is high quality. Get another one if you don't get ours. And yes, Nano Silver is great. And yes, all these products are wonderful. And yes, our toothpaste is excellent. And it's got Nano Silver and tea tree oil that's also antiviral. But that's for everyday issues. If you have a rundown immune system or you're 9 years old, you better be scared. But I'm not going to get up here and go along with this whole cashless society, bankrupt our nation, and the left cheerleading it and hoping it brings down Trump. Trump gets that. America gets that, and it's backfiring in real time right now. But the idea that if there's one death, it's Trump's fault, is asinine. But Darren brings up this point. How many infected actually have another virus, flu, cold? Exactly, because they don't have the testing. They don't have a testing yet for the antibodies. They have to go in and do an expensive multi-$1,000. Some people have been charged $23,000 for the test. They check your insurance, they look, they run it. Some people, it's $9,000 I've seen. And it's a blood test. And they have to go in and do all this. It's ridiculous, folks. If you're not super ill, also people think they had it months ago. It incubates for 10 to 14 days, then it takes 7 to 9 days while you're sick, and then after that, you're not even communicable. So people have respiratory issues. People have flu. They have colds. They have pneumonia-type stuff, and they all think they're dying. Darren in Illinois, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes. Yeah, my question was, are they actually testing all these people for the flu that are getting sick, you know, badly sick from this? Do they have multiple things? How easy would it be to, make this huge scare? Maybe half the people that die of the flu every year die of some kind of other virus on top of the flu all the time.
Well, that's a very smart statement, sir. There's actually a lot of studies and reports out admitting that a lot of people they claim die of a heart attack really die of flu. A lot of people they claim die of flu die of a heart attack. Or a stroke, and that they just, a lot of the times, they don't know, especially when you're 85, 90, 95 years old. They used to call it natural causes. That was an honest thing. Just you die in your sleep. Who knows what really happened? And that's it. They're just mixing. They're matching. Just because you test positive for a virus or an antibody for it once they get that doesn't mean you're even immune to it and doesn't mean you were ever even sick with it. Exactly. You could be sick with something else or you could die from something else when you're 90 years old and because you tested positive for this virus, well, it's another death of the virus. That's a very good point. That's actually in some of the Italian news articles.
Yeah, I mean, they had articles out. I was just reading that they were expecting Italy to have the worst flu season, the most deaths back the 1st of January. You know, are these deaths even, are they more than normal? Are there hospitals, you know, they're showing us they're overwhelmed.
No, that's right. New York Times, Washington Post, all in January said, Italy previously lost 70,000 in 1 year. Now they're set to lose even more in 2020. And now we're told it's corona.
Yeah, I mean, how many of them, I mean, the coronavirus has been around forever. Are all these flu deaths that they say, flu and corona every year of some other strain of coronavirus? We don't.
Well, that's another thing, is that coronaviruses are out every year. They're, a lot of times they're really bad because they mutate so easily. Most of them are harmless. And most deadly ones mutate quickly. It's called drift. They drift off. I've been talking to a lot of medical doctors and virologists on and off air learning about this, but absolutely great call. Thank you, Darren. I'm going to go to another caller right now, but I want to explain something. I said 8 weeks ago, get storable food because they're going to try to crash the economy. And yes, boost your immune system just in case. That's all smart to do regardless. Regardless. And now you see it. And I don't think Trump's got us out of the woods. I want to be very positive so that things don't go down. We're in a fight of confidence here. And Trump's being confident now, so the globalists are in trouble. This is a real war, folks. So everybody's saying get your antivirals. Everybody's saying get healthy. Everybody's saying shelter in place. If you can do that, great, do it. I'm just saying the globalists are pushing this to crash us. Okay, let's go to Tony in Texas, former Navy or current Navy. Give us your point on this, Tony.
All right, Alex, I just want to let everyone know that it's a true pleasure to talk to an American patriot as yourself. You are the Paul Revere of our time, and it's just a blessing. So
brother, you're the Paul Revere as well. Anybody that takes action and speaks out is Paul Revere, and that's why Paul Revere was revered. It's powerful. Yes. Speech and you putting your will out is the key to victory. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much. I have a question, but before that question, I just want to let everyone out there know that it's a new caller to InfoWars, how important you are to this InfoWar and to this country. Alex Jones, for anyone that doesn't know, is the person that discovered and got into Bohemian Grove, the person that exposed Janet Reno and the Clintons during the Waco massacre with Posse Comitatus on our own American soil, the Clinton Foundation, David Gergen. That interview is still on YouTube, and if anyone wants to see something amazing, it's when you went into Bohemian Grove and then you confronted David Gergen, and he was completely spooked. Amazing.
You're right. We need to get all of those famous reports that people don't know about that were so revealing and repost those, since most of it was taken off YouTube and banned on video. But he's just limited staff. Okay, Tony, I appreciate you promote the show because we do critical work, but you supporting us is the InfoWar. It's not just thanking you. You are the InfoWar. We come back, make your point about giving up liberty and the virus. Then we'll go to Kevin, Kenny, John, Nick, Brian, Mike, Cynthia, Jennifer, and others in the order the calls were received. And then Dr. Steve Pachinik is loaded for bear, joining us in the third hour. Paul Joseph Watson in the fourth.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
I want to thank the listeners, the viewers, our amazing crew that are the only reason we're able to do this. When it comes to the production of this transmission, I really do appreciate them. I'm going to go back in a moment to a clip of Trump earlier saying, you destroy economies, you destroy countries with lockdowns like this. A country set up like America with all this diversity and all spread out and with so many industries and things, you cut it off, it's very hard to restart. And we've just won a major trade war with the globalists and their pony, communist China. Let's put that headline back up for TV viewers, please. The headline I put out today for the live feed at Infowars.com and Newswars.com that I hope you'll share until we reach new people is, we're not a nation of cowards. This is not how America works. Time to go back to work. Watch live. Trump and other U.S. leaders warn that Chicken Little psychology would create the greatest depression ever. And that's the plan. And I just can't believe the Democrats openly hope for this, are pushing this, are still blocking the aid package. I keep checking every segment. And are trying to destroy confidence. But despite that, the stock market's up on the Dow Jones Industrial Average about 1,500 points. And look, I know the stock market's corrupt. I know it's got problems. We're up against China with a totally rigged stock market. And the globalists trying to literally destroy the United States. That's their admitted plan. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. And the UN betting with China against America and praising Xi Jinping while attacking Trump. And Senator from Missouri, Hawley, he came out, and he said, China's got to pay. They're behind this whole damn thing with the globalists. I mean, they brag in the CFR. They brag that they moved everything to China with one-sided deals. It's called treason. But 2 minutes to midnight, we got Trump in, and we're beginning to turn the tide. And the military's full of people that know what's going on. Most of the agencies, low-level, are good people, whether it's the Department of Energy or the Department of Agriculture or whether it's even the Defense Intelligence Agency. But you've got globalists at the top of all the other big agencies like the CIA, and it's really, 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 really bad stuff. And some of the most awake people I've run into have run operations for the CIA, been mid-level CIA, and they know this show's real because they know I've done my research and my guests have, and we know what we're talking about. And so they listen because they know we're not making it up. Well, the White House listens because other people don't generally study everything like we do. I'm a generalist. Most people are specialists in one area and try to then compete within that realm with other experts in that area. I'm trying to have full spectrum analysis and integrating that with historical overview, with common sense, with a supercharged, very competitive, flame-throwing Americana. So that's our bottom line here, 1776 worldwide. And InfoWars is infectious because it's real. It's unfiltered. Because it's totally filtered by Americana and by our roots and by research and by common sense. And it's so grounded that it's like lightning bolts. It looks spontaneous, but it's a buildup. It's like I'm totally collectivist because I'm an absolute individualist. Absolutely, totally, 100% scripted and just 100% put together because it's already so organic. It looks like it's just come out of nowhere. You understand the deepest thing Trump ever did was become shallow. That's totally zen. It's absolutely true. He has that great, deep, instinctive knowledge, research knowledge, real-life knowledge. And he's learned that his subconscious is 1,000 times more powerful than his conscience. Than his conscious, and then when he goes with that, he's almost always right, as long as he interprets the subconscious correctly. And so that's what I'm trying to say here, is we're totally spontaneous, unfiltered, because we're so grounded, we're already so researched, we're already so real. We live in a world of truth instead of a world of lies, so it just gets so easy to not check what we're going to say and just go with it. Does that make sense? All right, I'm going to stop ranting. Let's play a clip of Trump again with what he said earlier. We got some of the other clips coming up. He's still ongoing in this Rose Garden live event on Fox, countering all those that are trying to blow the economy right now. We'll go back to your calls, but here's where he said this totally true statement.
That essentially, I really didn't. I mean, a lot of people agree with me. Our country is not supposed to be, it's not built to shut down. Our people are full of vim and vigor and energy. They don't want to be locked into a house or an apartment or some space. It's not for our country. We're not built that way. And I said, I don't want the cure to be worse than the problem itself. The problem being obviously the problem. And, you can destroy a country this way by closing it down, where it literally goes from being the most prosperous. I mean, we had the best economy in the history of our country 3 weeks ago. And then all of a sudden, we're supposed to shut it down. And then we're supposed to pay people not to go to work. We never had that. We used to pay people to go to work.
Right. But this is a government order to go ahead and stay home. It's tricky, though, when you try and turn the faucet back on. New York could be different from Utah. Louisiana could be different from Arizona. So how do you go about making that decision?
Well, you have to make the decision. Look, we lose thousands. I brought some numbers here. We lose thousands of people a year to the flu. We don't turn the country off, I mean, every year. Now, when I heard the number, you know, we average 37,000 people a year. Can you believe that? And actually, this year, we're having a bad flu season. But we lose thousands of people a year to the flu. We never turn the country off. We lose much more than that.
Well, stop there. And then ask yourself, who's directing us that we're supposed to shut off for 18 months? We'll never come back from that. That's a joke. We'll come back from 6 months, 3 months, probably. The UN, the Chi-Coms, the media, Hollywood, we got to dump the economy to get Trump. It's worth it, crowd. All right, I'm going to go to your calls, but here's another clip where Trump talks about Cuomo. Trump's trying to get the money from Congress. He's had it ready since Friday. They won't fund it. To get all the respirators, everything that's there. They go, no, you just commandeer the companies and give it to us. Because they want government control. And the troops went into New York Friday. Cuomo and that other guy looks like a child molester, de Blasio, are on TV Sunday saying he's not helped. He's done nothing. It's all lies. Here's Trump.
I watched Governor Cuomo, and he was very nice. We're building him hospitals, we're building him medical centers, and he was complaining about we're doing probably more, definitely more than anybody else. And he was talking about the ventilators, but he should have ordered the ventilators. And he had a choice, he had a chance, because right here, I just got this out, that he refused to order 15,000 ventilators. I'll show this to Bill, but take a look at that, Bill. What does that say?
Is this social distancing here?
This says New York Governor Cuomo rejected buying recommended 16,000 ventilators in 2015 for a pandemic. Established death panels and lotteries instead. So he had a chance to buy in 2015 16,000 ventilators at a very low price, and he turned it down. I'm not blaming him or anything else, but he shouldn't be talking about us. He's supposed to be buying his own ventilators. We're going to help. But, you know, if you think about Governor Cuomo, we're building him 4 hospitals, we're building him 4 medical centers, we're working very, very hard for the people of New York, we're working along with him, and then I watch him on the show complaining, and he had 16,000 ventilators that he could have had at a great price, and he didn't buy them.
See, that's what Democrats do. If you watch Democrat cities, they'll have a bond for roads, or a bond for fire trucks, or a bond for ventilators. They never, almost never spend the money on that. Or they'll spend 10%, and then it just disappears in the general fund. It's the same thing. They're given all this money and then no, just seize the companies like Venezuela. You're like, but you already got the money for it. We got them right. More because they steal it. All right, I promise I'm going to your calls. Tony and everybody else would come back. Bam, bam, bam. Tony, finish your point, but I had to get to those powerful clips from the president. And it's not like I even want to defend the president. He's like always in the right. And they're always lying about what's really going on, just like they do about InfoWars. I'm going to tell listeners, again, I'm not saying you shouldn't take this virus seriously. I'm not saying you shouldn't get ready for it. I'm not saying it isn't going to kill some people. But who's telling us what to do? The media that says they want to crash the economy, and it is. And they're saying China's great, back to work, don't worry about it. That's all forgotten. They say it didn't come from China. It's not a Chinese virus. It's Trump's fault. So Trump has to go back and remind everybody that he tried to block the air travel, and the Democrats said don't do it. Now they're blaming him for not doing enough once it's gotten into the country. They have their dirty deep state fingerprints all over it. NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com. Share that link.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
America and the world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand. Don't believe it's
Monday through Friday. I'm here, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. David Knight, 8 a.m. So we go live. The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Rogers, gagged and set for prison, his co-host. Yes. By now, the fighting will be close at hand. There's a gun and ammunition just within the doorway. Use it only in emergency. But long before,
there's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Ladies and gentlemen, get back to God and you'll find the security you're looking for. It surpasses all peace. Going back to your phone calls. This is modern 21st century economic and terror warfare using a real bioweapon that they knew the course of. And now you see the media ganged up against the president, saying he's done a terrible job. Openly rooting for the crashing stock market and telling you we're in a new depression. Trump's done, said the Council on Foreign Relations, said the New York Times, said the Financial Times of London, said Atlantic Monthly, said Hollywood. Finally, he's ours. Finally, we'll bankrupt these Americans and put our foot on their neck and teach them about us. Pray, globalists, you don't get your depression because it'll blow up in your face worse than you could ever imagine. And then many of you will not escape at that point. You will hang after a jury of American people convict you.
Allegiance to the flag, whatever flag they offer. Never hint at what you really feel. Keep the children quietly for Sunday sons and daughters.
Rise up. Rise up and fight while we stood still. But we are that next generation. And we're not standing still. Can you hear me running? We're running as the ball reveals. You spreading the word about the truth, about what's happening, isn't just a big part of victory. It is the victory. That's why Paul Revere raised the alarm. And they took the call. And it's that magic moment of standing up. Of standing up the army against the enemy is the moment victory was had. The course was set. The victory was assured because the spirit was strong. Tony, sorry for holding. Go ahead. Finish your point about giving up liberty of the virus. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem, Alex. Let me just get quickly to it. I know you got a lot of calls. Something's definitely happened. All of my neighbors are majority Asian, and a lot of them are coming from Singapore to work here as software engineers. They're all moving out within this week. I see dozens of movers moving them out, and they said that their companies are telling them this is going to be a long time, and they need them back in Singapore because this lockdown is going to last a long time.
Oh, exactly. The globalists intend an 18-month, my friend. That's official. But China didn't even do 2 months.
Yeah, absolutely. And a great quote by a great American, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And
this Benjamin Franklin.
Yep, absolutely, sir. This is my question to you. What would happen if there were a massive protest? Because people right now are afraid of the virus. They don't even want to be together. And I think this is by design. What would happen if there were a massive protest in Washington, D.C., with conservatives and liberals side by side protesting the grievances for the liberties seized by our own government?
Well, I think down the road, even a month or so, this isn't turned around. We're going to have that march to show we are not afraid. We are not afraid. This is not America. This is not how America was founded. We are not afraid. We are not cowards. Event. And we'll have to encourage the police and the military and everybody else to join us because this is a psyop. It's all about fear, as the president said. And you're right. The globalists intend to shut our economy down, and they intend to have their companies and things stay shut to create the fear regardless of what Trump does. That's why they did it all first to make it look like he wasn't acting, so he had to go along with it some. Now he's trying to speak common sense to us. He's very sophisticated, and he's working. I've never seen Trump work this hard. I've never been. He was exhausted a month ago. Now he's on the offense. He's supercharged, and he's everywhere because he understands that this is pointed at removing him and then destroying the country. America is fighting for its life. This is as critical as 1776 and Lexington and Concord 1775. This could be the death date on the tombstone. July 4, 1776, the baby is born. It was in the womb for a year before that. Now, 250 years later, ladies and gentlemen, could be on our tombstone. It's that serious. I don't say that to hurt confidence. I say it because I believe you're going to rise to the occasion. God bless you, Tony. All right, let's go to Cynthia in North Carolina. Cynthia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex. I've been watching ever since I was little, and I totally agree with everything that you're saying. I do believe that the coronavirus is a biological weapon, and I've been watching it since December, and it just makes me angry that they're trying to shut down everything and shut down America. And if you do host a protest, I would love to, you know, be with y'all out there.
Well, we're not doing it yet because we believe the president can turn this around, and we support him with emails and calls and with and you calling into shows and you talking to your neighbors and just, you know, pointing out this, that this is a Chi-Com weapon with the deep state to kill our economy using fear and mind control with a controlled press that's openly cheerleading for the fall of the country. And so are we going to let these people intimidate and bully us and have us get on our damn knees? No, absolutely not. What else do you think, Cynthia, is going to happen?
I really see that they're trying to shut down America and they're trying to shut down the other countries worldwide. And it makes me wonder, like, why are they releasing all these inmates for? Like, I've never seen this happen before. Like, they're trying to cause, I guess, ruckus and cause chaos.
Oh, absolutely. All the blue cities are releasing hardened criminals, not to stop the virus, but to create as much bedlam, just like they let them sell fentanyl, they let homeless take over, they pass ordinances that they can sleep in your yard to create as much hysteria and collapse as possible to debilitate and demoralize the population.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, when you turn on HBO, CNN, all of them, it's America's done. America sucks. America's racist. The Democrats have their requested spending bill. It's all about racial division and paying to have eight-year-olds' genitals cut off. And I mean, it's just total psychotic evil.
Well, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for Owen Schroyer, David Knight, all of y'all up there. Y'all are doing a great job.
Cynthia, we are rooting for you, and we love you, and we appreciate you. Jennifer in Alabama is up next, then Kenny, and many others. I'll get to you all, John, and so many others. I'm going to say this again. It's a 360 win. Real Red Pill Plus. When I don't take it because I'll take a supplement and forget for a while, I totally feel it. I just got back on a few weeks ago. I'm like, wait a minute. I need zinc. I need all the trace minerals. I need all the vitamins. I need it all. I don't take Real Red Bull Plus because I don't need extra high-quality caffeine in my life, but it's got that nice boost on top of it. But you take Real Red Bull Plus for a week or so, you're going to feel the difference. Just like X2 or X3 and all of their, you know, known immune-boosting properties that are there with our high-quality iodines, they're amazing. That takes about 3 weeks to kick in. But we can ship this out to you within a day. We're up to the day shipping. I mean, you order today, almost every item gets shipped out the next day. Food was drop shipped from another facility. We have a lot of sorbal food we sell as well. And, you know, things like the powder, the whey, and the bone broth and all that's counted as a food. We, you know, we have those things at InfoWarsStore.com. But what you really need is vitamin mineral fusion. That's good for adults and children with all the amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and a really high quality, good tasting fruit punch. Then we have the vitamin mineral fusion that's for adults because it has the preglinone in it. If you don't know what that is, look into it. It's really amazing. Those are 50% off, even though they're going to sell out now within about a week and a half, because I just want you to get them and I want you to have them and I believe you'll like them and then become a customer of the Real Red Pill or Real Red Pill Plus in the future or vitamin mineral fusion, advanced multivitamin mineral formulation with all the other amazing things it's got in it. That's what you need right now. And we have the Super Silver Wound Gel and Super Silver Wound Cream. It lasts way, way, way longer than alcohol. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.